All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim's Hentai Corner, and we're bringing you a special edition of the Grim's Hentai Corner, a housewife's healing touch. Yes, this is Alice Soft. Yes, that Alice Soft. Yes, Rance, he is now, I guess, king and all that other stuff. And this is way after Eve Nicol. This is brand new. This game comes out on May the 27th, and it comes out in both America and Japan at the same time. So the West will get it, and I mean all the Western countries, not just the US, of course, but all the Western countries and the Eastern countries will get it. This is a first. We haven't seen anything like this before. So it's a little different, and yes, it has gameplay. Folks, I already played this a little bit once, and there was a recording problem. It was really bizarre, guys. I recorded a whole video, and so I know what this is about, and I'm going to tell you, don't expect what you're thinking, because you're going to be really, really surprised. I guess it's just some birds. Yeah, I knew I couldn't have been hearing spirits. With a heavy sigh, the lithe young man stares up at the sky. Well, I better get going or the old man will give me another earful. Hoisting up two wooden barrels full of water, he sets off on his path, carrying one on each shoulder. Hey, Pops! Old man! The young man's bright voice rings out clearly through the forest. Thunk! Ooh, there we go. That's all the water swapped out, go. He sets both barrels down on the ground without spilling a single drop, the bases settling with a muffled thud. Then, sir, go to you. I'm the head of this village, and I'll be treated like it. The muscular older man pauses his woodcutting, turns to face the young man, and gives him a sour look. You should know better. How many years have you been here now? 2, sir. Anyways, I'm off to Soya's workshop. The young man quickly turns on his heels, intent on making a hasty departure, but before he can make his escape, one of Go's trunk-like arms stretches out to catch him by the collar. Hold it right there, Shion. Didn't I ask you to change out the water in all of the barrels? Shion flails about in an effort to free himself from Go's grasp, but to no avail. I already told you I'm done. Every last one of them. That quickly? I don't believe it. Been cheating with magic, have you? Drawing from arcane forces known as mana, magic uses unnatural means to make almost anything happen. It has the power to make heavy objects lighter and heal wounds. While magic is used extensively to fight demons, it isn't exclusively for combat. It has a wide range of practical uses covering everything from cooking to construction. How can I cheat if I've got no mana to pull from? True enough. Twitching his formidable mustache, Go offers no further retorts to Shion's blunt reply. He relaxes his grip for an instant, and Shion quickly slips free. Setting his disheveled clothing to rights, the young man smiles. Wait, I'm heading out. There's a lot that I want to learn from Soya, so... Not so fast. You're not going anywhere, Shion. Not before your combat practice. Why do I even have to bother with that? This exchange was nothing new. Shion's expression gave away how tedious it felt. This village doesn't have enough capable men. To bolster our defenses, we train anyone with an aptitude for fighting. Sure, but without any magic, I'm just dead weight. You'd still be more useful than my own son. The only thing he has any talent for is studying. Go crosses his arms, his displeasure with the situation evident, and Shion stammers a reply. But studying is what I'd like to do. Don't you fuck with me. Go bellows his rebuke and swings a boulder-like fist down towards Shion. Wham! Ugh! Shion instantly brings his arms up, crossing them defensively in front of his chest. The force behind the older man's blow is enough to knock Shion back, and his knees crumple underneath him. What was that all about? That could have done some serious damage, you know. If that's enough to break bone, then you haven't trained hard enough. Ignoring the stinging pain in his arms, Shion glares up at Go. The old man simply smooths out his mustache. Still, you blocked one of my punches without using a lick of magic. There's no doubt about it, you've got a knack for this. Go sharply swipes a finger out for emphasis as Shion lets out a long sigh. Anyone'd be able to do that much if they hung around you long enough. Besides, I don't want to fight, I'd rather learn how to be an alchemist like Soya. Is that so? The old man's eyes narrow to thin slits, undeterred. Shion stands up. Fine. If you want to run up to Soya's place, so be it, but on one condition. Which is, try and land a hit on these old bones. If you can do that, then you can leave. Go smirks. Shion winces. Which basically means there's no way he's gonna let me go. Despite the countless number of times that he and Go had sparred, Shion had yet to land a hit on the old man. We both know that's impossible. I can't even use magic. That's nothing to be bragging about. Magic or no magic, age-wise, you're still an adult. Sure, but that shitty old man's not listening to a word I'm saying. With a sigh too quiet to reach Go's ear, Shion settles into a crouched position. He slides his right foot out wide and clenches his fists. So you've got some fight in you after all. Grinning from ear to ear, Go also shifts back into a combative stance. You are going to go easy on me, right? Like I said, I'm at a disadvantage. Yeah, my mind is not so far gone that I'd use my full strength on an amateur. I don't know, he seemed to go all out with that last punch. His arm still smarting from the previous strike, Shion gives Go a dubious glance. See? We have a little bit of a map, right? Shion and Go's bout continues for hours. Eventually the sun dips past the horizon. A slender, bespectacled gentleman carrying a bulging basket hurries through the darkened village. I was so absorbed in these research materials that I completely lost track of time. I've got to hurry back. Kerchak? Hello? Is anyone home? Soya calls out from the threshold, but there is no answer. I suppose Rui must not be back yet. I know she works these long hours for the villagers' sakes, but I wish she put herself first more often. Setting his purchases atop the table in the living room, Soya smiles wryly to himself. There's a warmth to the expression as if he's been reminded of something charming. He begins to put on the long coat he had just taken off. Making to leave again as he reaches for the knob, the front door swings open from the other side. Kerchak? I'm back. Oh, Dad, welcome home? Womp. What the? Go casually sets his burden down on the floor. Soya is shocked when he finally takes a good look. Shion? Dad, don't tell me you. Go awkwardly scratches his cheek as he listens to his son. I might have gone a little too hard on him. A little? Dad, you know he's not fit to go up against you. As he gives his lecture, Soya lowers himself to take a closer look at Shion's condition. This isn't good. We have to get him to Rui now. One look told Soya the severity of Shion's injuries. His limbs were limp and sprawling, and he was covered in dark bruises. The whites of his eyes were visible, and there seemed to be traces of foam bubbling at the corners of his mouth. I did go easy on him, you know. That's not the problem! Soya snaps back at Go, his eyes smoldering with rage. People without mana can't be healed by magic like we can. Injuries like these could even be fatal. Go grimaces, unable to meet his son's eye. I know I'm being a little reckless, but there isn't much time. He's got his whole life ahead of him. What reason could possibly be worth the rush? Go stubbornly maintains his silence, Soya letting his anger ebb out through a long, deep sigh. In any case, help me take him to Rui's lab. The quicker we get him treated, the better. Two years earlier. He's already 20 years old, but his mana still isn't manifesting. What could be the problem? The middle-aged couple in their living room have troubled sighs. There's no way that we could possibly fix this. We can use magic, but we don't know the first thing about it. Magic has existed in this world for so long that no one could imagine life without it. However, technology developed in tandem. As a result, people have had fewer opportunities to use magic, and their inherent power has waned as well. To think that our own son... The mother trails off. It's not too late. This village subsists almost entirely off its connection to magic. There's no reason why our son shouldn't inherit his due. The father tries to encourage his gloomy wife. While most regions have developed their cultures around the use of technology, certain areas among those have selected a life mingled with magic. This is one such country, though they remain few and far between. Still, if his mana doesn't manifest, he'll be evicted from the village. Having forgone most technology in favor of magic, most occupations in this particular village required the use of mana to improve the quality and quantity of the work. True. How would he find employment that didn't require magic? The mother's countenance darkens further as she considers her son's future. The father's gaze, however, remains resolute. Still, the situation is entirely without hope, so there is something we can do to help. She looks up expectantly at her husband, who nods. I have heard of a village that specializes in magical technology. Well, it's certainly not one I've known of. No, it wouldn't be. Its location isn't publicly known, and they limit their dealings to a select few outsiders. The father raises his index finger in a reassuring gesture. That said, a friend of mine just so happens to have a contact. I've already asked for us to be introduced. My goodness, then, what are we waiting for? We've got to go now. She claps her hands together in joy, but her husband solemnly shakes his hand. She clasps her hands. I always have a problem with clasps. But her husband solemnly shakes his head. I know how exciting it all must sound, or it must all sound, but we've no way of reaching that little village without that contact. We'll have to wait a little while longer. I see. Sorry, I let my emotions get the better of me. But if anything could help our son, no, I feel the same way. Almost shyly, he reaches out to take his dispirited wife's hand, a smile on his face. Well, it'll all work out somehow. He is our son, after all. Clenching his hand a little more firmly around hers, the father continues a little less blithely. We just have to keep faith that his mana will manifest, and until that day comes, we'll do everything we can to help, all for our son's future. Of course we will, dear. She gently lays her hand on top of her husband, slowly letting her eyes fall shut. The location their family friend directed them to was a small village nestled in between the borders of two countries. Could this be the place, dear? A village bridging two thresholds. Yep, no doubt about it. Xion, meanwhile, had some serious misgivings about the strange location that his parents had taken him to. As soon as they pass through the gate, they are startled by the presence of a man who had seemingly been waiting for them. Visitors, huh? Don't get those every day. Good day, sir. We've come at the behest of a family friend. Xion's parents tremble in awe of the formidable warrior standing in front of them. His frame looks like it could scrape the sky itself. However, the mighty man simply nods. So I've been told. Is that the boy? The one who's come of age without a proper awakening? Much like his mother and father, Xion struggles to summon the right words before the imposing man. Go on, Xion. Introduce yourself. At his father's urging, Xion hesitantly speaks up, keeping his head down and his gaze fixed firmly on the ground. I'm Xion. It's nice to meet you, sir. The older man sweeps an appraising gaze over Xion's entire frame. The name's Go. I'm head of this village. I don't know that we'll be able to help, but we can at least talk it over. Go turns his back to the group and starts walking down the path. Come on, I'll show you to my house. Upon their arrival, Go has Xion remove his shirt and take a seat. Placing a hand on the young man's chest, he closes his eyes in concentration. Your man is just sleeping right down in the depths of your heart. All you need is the right kind of stimulation, and it should kick in fine. So that's it, sir. We can't thank you enough for this. Oh, thank goodness. That's such a joy to hear. Having been watching over the magical examination with bated breath, Xion's parents let out a sigh of relief. The only problem is, yes, sorry? It's going to take one hell of a jolt. His mana's locked so far down, nothing normal would do it. Oh dear, what should we do now? As the parents' hopes plummet anew, Go turns to the young man. Xion, was it? Why don't you stay here for a little while? I'd like to see how this all unfolds. If that wouldn't be too much to ask. Before Xion can process the offer, his father immediately jumps on it. Of course, you'd have to earn your keep. Fraught with anxiety, Xion struggles to answer. Then suddenly, yet another person speaks up. I'd also like to offer my assistance. The voice belonged to a tall, fair-skinned man who was slowly climbing a set of stairs that rose from the basement. And this gentleman is... my son. He's an alchemist. Please call me Soya. My wife and I are both scholars of magic. Xion's parents let out a soft gasp of wonder. Soya's temperate, studious nature couldn't have been any more different from his father's overbearing presence. My wife practices the healing arts, and her medical knowledge is rather extensive. I'm sure that we could be of service somehow. Goodness, that's quite reassuring. We'd love to take you up on your offer. Isn't that wonderful, Xion? I'm sure that these people will be able to help you. Heartened by Soya's introduction, Xion's parents cheerfully ruffled their son's hair. Unlike his mother and father, though, Xion is ready to crumble under the stress surrounding his strange new living situation. This is my wife's laboratory. Once Xion's parents have departed, Soya offers to take the village's newest resident on a proper tour. Ah, it also doubles as the village's clinic. I would have expected a magical lab to have a lot more sketchy-looking stuff, but this place is so bright and cheerful. The clean and tidy atmosphere of the medical center almost feels nostalgic. Rui, are you there? I brought Shion to see you. We talked about him last night, remember? Soya strides through the lab with a practiced gait, calling out towards the back. Oh yes, just a minute. I'll be right there. Shion hears the bright reply come from afar, quickly followed by the patter of footsteps. My goodness, so this is the boy? Huh? The woman who appears before him is so beautiful that her figure could have only been molded by the gods themselves. Who is this? Am I dreaming? Despite being indoors, the sunlight hits her sleek hair in a way that makes it sparkle. But what Shion finds even more striking is her pale silken skin. And look, she has more of an American-looking face. Like, this is clearly more inspired by American Western art. I won't say American, but I'll say Western art. She's got a Western face. That's very interesting. But what Shion finds even more striking is her pale silken skin. Here she is. See, very Western character. You'd hardly believe it was a Japanese game. Does she come from a noble family? Dumbfounded that he could even exist in the same realm as her, Shion's thoughts border on the delusional, and yet she approaches him with a smile. It's so lovely to meet you, Shion. I'm Rui, the local healer. Lost in the daze, it takes Shion a moment to register that she has offered her hand. The pleasure's all mine. Quickly wiping his hands on his pants, Shion carefully clasps her outstretched hand. Her fingers are so soft and slim, it feels like they break if I squeeze too hard. Shion's heart is pounding harder than if he had just run a mile. He could feel color rising in his cheeks. Now, everyone eventually becomes an adult. Rui flashes him a playful wink, assuming his strange behavior is simply nerves. Don't you worry, I'm gonna make you a man. Oh, okay. Yeah. Shion slowly opens his eyes in the gloomy darkness as the fog lifts from his consciousness. Where am I? This is Rui's lab. I guess somebody brought me here again. His memories begin to flow back to him. It's already been 2 years. Even after training for so long, there still haven't been any signs of mana manifesting. I guess I won't be going home anytime soon. Shion sighs deeply before trying to pry himself out of bed. Ugh! But the moment he tries to move, pain shoots through his entire body. If it weren't for Soya's armor, I bet I'd have a few broken bones. With his wounds cared for, but a dull pain lingering deep in his bones, Shion slowly attempts to rise once more. Damn it, I've just caused more hassle for Rui. Huh? Carefully placing his feet on the ground and standing up, Shion suddenly senses someone in the next room. Could that be Rui? The door between the two rooms sits slightly ajar, letting in a slender glow. Shion staggers towards the light like a moth attracted to a candle's flame. Huh? Shion peers through the narrow gap, barely managing to stifle a gasp of surprise. She's getting changed? There you go. This'll probably be the cover image. And that little, mosaic there. I'm sorry. Like, that's how it's gonna be. With a swift rustling of fabric, Rui takes off her top, exposing her smooth and enticing back. Wait, why can I even see her? I heard women hid themselves with magic when they got undressed. Is it a common practice in this world for ladies to use their arcane abilities to obscure their figures when changing or bathing? Oh, I'm sorry. It is common practice in this world for ladies to use their arcane abilities to obscure their figures when changing or bathing to thwart wandering eyes. And this is really good music. Yet Rui's form is right there, half naked and clear as day. She's so beautiful. Stunned by her elegance, Shion loses the ability to realize he shouldn't be staring. Ba-dump, ba-dump. The sight before him causes hot blood to course through his body, especially into his lower half. Reaching under her skirt to adjust her underwear, Rui bends forward slightly, provocatively thrusting her shapely ass out towards him. Oh. Yeah. There we go. It's so late. Although I suppose it does take a while to heal without any magic. Magic has no effect on the wounds or ailments of those without mana. Instead, they must rely on more traditional treatments. But in a small village without any proper healing facilities, Rui's medicines are all these people have. Rui, Soya, and even his old man, they all do so much for me. Shion becomes so disheartened by his insufficiencies that his throbbing cock deflates alongside his spirits. Not his crock. I shall have to speak with Father about this. Rui grumbles angrily under her breath in contrast to her normally mild-mannered nature. Hurting Shion like that, how many times do I have to tell him? It's not like I can snap my fingers and heal the boy. It's not like Rui to get so angry. I think this is the first time I've seen her like this. Come now, don't you know you'll need to hide better than that if you want to sneak a peek? Having finished changing, Rui whirls around to face the door, staring the dumbfounded Shion straight in his saucer-like eyes. Huh? It takes him a moment to realize that in his daze, he had unconsciously opened the door and stuck his head right through it. I'm so sorry. Shion dips his head several times in apology, his physical injuries briefly overshadowed by his stupidity. if you're feeling well enough to be sneaking around, then I suppose I don't need to worry. Rui helps lead Shion back to bed, her smile never wavering. Thank you. You do still seem to be having trouble walking, though. Why don't you stay here for the night? Okay. Shion mumbles morosely, still weighted down by the guilt of his shameful deed. Rui addresses him again in a gentle tone. If you're that worried about being all alone, would you like me to stay here with you? As much as I appreciate the offer, I'll have to pass. Goodness, why? I mean, I wouldn't want Soya to worry about you, so... Now, what's that supposed to mean? That you might be inclined to try something lewd? Well, more or less. Startled by her forwardness, Shion averts his eyes, idly scratching his cheek. What's so funny about that? Did you forget that I can use magic? You wouldn't be able to lay so much as a finger on me. Oh. To his dismay, Shion can feel the color rising in his cheeks as the outcome of the hypothetical situation is spelt out for him. Yeah, that would make sense. Right, no more of this foolish talk. You're to head straight to bed, okay? I'll come by nice and early tomorrow to make you some breakfast. Thank you for everything. You're always looking after me and... Oh, it's nothing. Taking care of people is my job. Rui flashes Shion a smile, looking more mature than ever. Setting his very shortcomings aside, Shion can feel the childishness of his thoughts as he sinks deeper into embarrassment. Good night, then. Rui rests her head lightly on Shion's shoulder, then begins to make her way out of the room. Wait! What's wrong? Changed your mind? No, it's just... Taking a moment to keep himself from agreeing, Shion gestures at the window. You're not planning on walking home alone in the dark, are you? Rui nods, flashing Shion a disarming wink. I've got my big burly father-in-law waiting for me outside. I can't think of a better bodyguard, can you? Haha, good, that's a relief. Shion knew all too well what kind of damage the man could inflict. Well then, I'll see you tomorrow. Have a good night. But as he watches Rui leave, Shion feels an inexplicable longing well up inside of him. How's he doing? He'll be fine, no thanks to you. It's beyond reckless, you know, drilling someone without mana in combat like that. Really doesn't pull any punches and gives Go a proper tongue lashing. Sorry. Even the mighty warrior was no match for his son's wife. I'm not the one you should be apologizing to, am I? Save that for Shion. Struck by the straightforward remark, Go abashedly stares down at the ground. You're the only one I've ever had to bow my head to. Haha, well, Shion can be the second. It's important to apologize properly, no matter your age. Go furrows his brows and twitches his mustache in reluctant acknowledgement. Well, aren't you a fine pair? The only two people in the entire village who can reduce me to a bumbling oaf. He throws his hands up in defeat, and a soft smile spreads across Rui's face. Can't really go anywhere else. As promised, Rui reappears early the next morning to make Shion a fresh pot of soup. Thanks, that was delicious. Oh, you're more than welcome. You're such a hearty eater that it's well worth the effort. Rui replies happily as she clears the table. I could really stand to learn some of your tricks. What do you mean by that? Well, you can cook such wonderful food without using any magic. Geez, has my husband been running his mouth again? She pouts, her bottom lip jutting out in annoyance. No, not at all. I asked him about it, and that's what he was nice enough to tell me. It's not his fault, I swear. Shion's flustered defense of Soya seems to amuse Rui, who chuckles softly. Yeah. It's not that I'm upset about it. It's more that it's embarrassing. Why? He cocks his head to the side in genuine curiosity, and Rui's face flushes slightly. Shion, you know how mana gets replenished, right? Yeah, of course I do. The question tints his cheeks, the same shade of red as Rui's. You have to swap fluids with someone of the opposite sex. Not that I've ever done it before. Shion's mind drifts, thoughts of those unfamiliar deeds racing through his head, while Rui's expression clouds. I'm sure you also know that my husband wasn't blessed with the strongest of constitutions, which means that it can be difficult to... So neither of us have as much mana as most other married couples. Oh. Shion recalls the previous night and how he was able to spy on Rui getting changed. That's probably why she didn't bother shielding herself. Uh-oh, hold on. Healing drains more mana than any other profession, and since patients often require urgent treatment, I have to keep my own consumption as low as possible. Rui pulls her arms tightly across her chest, her expression darkening. Unable to bear the sight a second longer, Shion places his hands on the table, bowing his head in apology. I'm so sorry, I had no idea. I really didn't mean to bring up such an insensitive topic. Well, it's nothing you need to apologize for. Besides, you've had a much tougher time of things than me. With that, Rui takes the cloth sitting on top of the table and starts to wipe the surface down. Oops, excuse me just one second, folks. Sorry about that. My phone was about to die. With that, Rui takes the cloth sitting on top of the table and starts to wipe the surface down. I have? Oh, absolutely. Bending over to reach the far edges of the table, Rui's ample breasts bounce with each swipe of the cloth. Almost level with Xion's eyes, the jiggling is impossible for him to ignore. You keep pushing yourself to do your best, all without using any magic. I think that's amazing. Rui runs the cloth from left to right, her chest swaying as she does. Xion can't help but follow them, his neck turning in time with their pendulous motion. Nope, this is no good. I need to pull myself together. He wrenches his gaze away from the titillating sight, forcing himself to stare out the window. Still, you're gonna have to take things easy for a little while. You're not in any danger now, but you've got about a week before you'll be fully recovered. That long? Xion frowns. He knew that Go had done a number on him, but he hadn't realized the damage ran quite so deeply. Ugh, not having mana is such a pain. just kidding. Huh? Confusion flashes across his face and really gives him a sly wink. Well, you don't want to have Father back on your case again so soon, do you? Oh, I see what you mean. Xion can't help but laugh at her thoughtful scheme. Go might be an impossibly stubborn man, but he cares about you in his own way. Like how he waited outside the lab until you'd finished treating me? Exactly. I've already given him a stern talking to, so I hope you can find it in your heart to forgive him this time. Rui tended to act as a go-between for Xion and Go. She was keeping their relationship from souring. Honestly, it doesn't bother me. I know that he's going hard on me for my own sake. If anything, I'm grateful for it. Oh, really? Rui chuckles at that, a brilliant smile blooming on her face. You really have become part of the family, Xion. I feel more like a freeloader, a magicless good-for-nothing in his 20s who's more boy than man. He shrugs, playing off the self-mocking statement. Rui shakes her head in disagreement, her compassion evident in her expression. Now, none of that. You're an honored member of this household. At least that's how I see it. Rui. Xion feels as if he might be on the verge of tears when she taps the tip of his nose with a finger. Which is why I'll need you to keep your eyes up a little higher, huh? Huh? Xion's wandering gaze have not gone unnoticed. Not to mention the events of the night before, he starts to wish that the floor would swallow him whole. Sorry. Filled with shame, Xion slumps his head down so low that it almost hits the table. After breakfast, Rui and a revitalized Xion head to the heart of the village to purchase more ingredients. The late morning market bustles with activity as the whole area comes alive with peddlers and pedestrians. Are you sure you don't need any more rest? Yeah, I'm fine. The old man did go easy on me, more or less. Xion flexes his muscles as proof, but the display only makes Rui's brow furrow. If you say so, but if I see you so much as wobble, then I'll send you flying straight back to the lab. You can do that? The thought of soaring through the air fills Xion with wonder, and Rui smiles at the sight of his obvious excitement. You'd better believe it. It would take a lot of mana, but you'd go gliding along like a bird. Seriously? Then could you? Ah, About to ask for a hands-on demonstration, Shion suddenly recalls their earlier conversation. What was I thinking? Rui already has a hard enough time keeping her mana replenished without me making stupid requests. I can't ask her to waste something so valuable just to satisfy my curiosity. No sooner does Shion lapse in the silence than a cheerful voice hails them from the fish shop. Hey Rui, we've got some great fish today! The shopkeeper's booming greeting is accompanied by a broad grin. Why, hello! How has your stomach been feeling since your last visit? Right as rain, thanks to you. Hell, better even. My meals are tasting great. The shopkeeper breaks out into a boisterous guffaw. I'll give you an extra special discount, so make sure you get a look at what's in stock. Well then, don't mind if I do. Rui looks over at the fish lined up along the front of the store, noticing a number of different species among the usual offerings. What kind of fish are these? They're straight from the ocean, they are. There's an out-of-tower peddling here for a change, so I snapped up a bunch of stock. He runs a hand sheepishly over his head as Rui clasps hers in delight. How lovely. In that case, I'll take whatever you'd recommend. Sure, coming right up. Oh, and I'm throwing in plenty of freebies, too. The shopkeeper's grin grows wider as he crams the shopping basket with more fish than anyone could possibly eat. That's Rui for you. Everyone in the village loved the kind and elegant healer. This one's on the house. Definitely this one, too, plus some of these. Oh, but if you give away so much of your stock, what will become of your earnings? Don't worry about it, really. It's the least I can do for all your help, Rui. You deserve a top-notch discount, even if it bleeds me dry. I appreciate the thought. Looking at the overflowing basket of fish, Rui chuckles nervously. Having finished the sweep of the market, the pair have their hands full with their various purchases and presents. Why do the fish go bad anyways? It's not like we're all that close to the sea. The thought occurs to Shion as they pass the fish shop they had first stopped at. Rui answers as soon as he blurts it out. That's right, you'd have to use magic so that they don't spoil, which is a bit tricky to maintain. That raises prices accordingly, so it's not something you see a lot of. Thinking back on the lineup of rare fish from distant shores, Rui's lips quirk up in a wry smile. When I can finally use magic, I'm gonna make a killing. Are you now? I'll be looking forward to that. Still, being able to keep fresh fish for that long? Is there anything magic can't do? I suppose not. Although Rui agrees, she considers the topic for a moment. For as useful as it is, though, some people abuse their power terribly. They do? Oh yes, and that's why, if your mana ever manifests, I'll be drilling you in how to be a responsible magic user. Of course, please do! I'd really like to learn how to do alchemy, though, like Suya. That would come down to your aptitude and ability, along with the strength of your imagination. No two people can work with magic in the exact same way, you know. I had no idea, and since I don't have any mana at all, it just feels like I'm being left further and further behind. Shion holds back a sigh. Even if his mana was to manifest right this second, it sounded like it would still take time before he could use magic to start earning an income. Well, if it isn't Shion! Turning in the direction of the voice, Shion spots a middle-aged woman who he recognizes. Oh, hello, ma'am. How's your day going? Just fine, thank you. That said, you've come at the right time. With a friendly smile, the older woman takes Shion by the hand, leading him to the entrance of a storehouse. Let me look at the backlog here. Okay. I don't suppose you could help me shift these? It would take me ages to finish it if I had to do it all on my own. The woman gestures behind her at a towering pile composed of countless wooden crates. Shion glances over at Rui and nods reluctantly. Don't push yourself too hard, alright?
I won't.
Setting his shopping basket down in the shade, Shion swings his arms a few times to check his range of motion. Yep, should be good. Where do you want them? Just over there, please. Shion stacks three crates on top of each other before lifting them all in one go and slowly heads off in the direction the woman had indicated. Sorry for stealing your assistant away like that. He was a huge help. I should hope so. Our Shion is such a hard worker, after all. And made really happy to see the other residents relying on Shion as well. Speaking of, where is your husband? I haven't seen him once today. Well, you see, his lower back has been hurting him something awful. Oh dear, then I'll have to examine him while I'm here. I can't imagine that it would be easy for him to walk over to the lab in his condition. I'd certainly appreciate it, but are you sure? I wouldn't want to be a bother. Think nothing of it. I'm this villager's only healer, after all. Rui replies with her most charming smile. Shion, could you come here? Seeing that he had finished his task, Rui beckons him over. What's up? She places a hand on Shion's chest to check his condition. Good, it looks like you're holding up fine. Although she was worried that the exertion could have aggravated his injuries, it seems that her treatment has been effective. I've got a patient who needs treating here, so could you go ahead and bring the baskets back to the house? It wouldn't do for the fish to spoil after making it all the way here. Sure, no problem. So, I should just give it to Soya? Yes, that would be perfect. Taking the bundles from Rui, Shion turns back to the older woman with a smile. Ma'am, you just let me know if you need any more help, okay? Of course. Thank you, Shion. She returns a smile and Rui can't help but feel touched by the sight. Even though Shion can't use any magic, so many people here have accepted him. Those who had come of age without mana often face difficulties finding employment, blatant discrimination, not to mention other issues. While Shion wasn't up against as much prejudice as he would be in a city, Rui knew that life in this village wasn't without its hardships. He worked so hard to be useful in his own way. We've got to find the key to unlocking his mana so that he can finally grow into his own as an adult. Seeing Shion doing his best to be welcomed only strengthened her resolve. Standing in the shadows of the buildings on the edge of the village was a suspicious-looking man. Uh-oh. For whatever reason, no one seemed to take notice of the cloaked stranger sniffing the air. Smells like treasure. The man can use his heightened senses to track down his quarry, much like a wolf. A thin sliver of a village that isn't on any map, huh? Sounds like the perfect hiding spot to me. Putting his hood down low, he slips into an alleyway without making a sound. Out in the forest, Go pauses mid-swing, his hatchet poised to chop another piece of firewood. I sense a rat. He buries his blade in the stump. I wonder what this does. He buries the blade in the stump he had been using to split the logs and narrows his gaze. The only way in or out of this village is the main gate. Still, someone could slip in, disguised as a peddler or something. Collecting this large battle axe he had left leaning up against a tree, the glint in Go's eyes hardens like that of a predator on the hunt. I'll just go and nip this in the bud. He trudges deeper into the woods in search of the source of the suspicious disruption. Having returned home, Shion takes the baskets of food down the stairs to the basement. Sorry for the interruption. Hmm? Sitting and reading in his workshop, Soya smiles at Shion's appearance. Welcome home, Shion. How are you faring today? Just fine. Still, if it wasn't for Rui, I don't know what would have happened. I'm sorry that it happened at all. Not that Dad ever listens to a word I say. Soya frowns at that thought, but Shion shakes his head. I'm actually kind of glad he's so stubborn. Come again? It's been 2 years, and my mana still hasn't shown any signs of manifesting. But he hasn't given up on me. He takes my training just as seriously as ever. So, I appreciate that. Shion! The admission brings a tear to Soya's eyes. Oh, right! I have something for you from Rui! Shion directs Soya's attention to the shopping baskets, hoping to break the odd tension. This is... an ocean-dwelling fish! Well, you certainly don't see these every day. Soya takes a great interest in the basket brimming with fish, and the awkwardness passes. We better store these in an underground warehouse. In the underground warehouse. With magic? Only a little. The cooler temperatures below ground combined with the snow melt flowing down from the mountains does the rest. Can I see? The slightest suggestion of magic makes Shion lean in excitedly, his eyes shimmering in anticipation. Soya nods with a soft chuckle. Sure, I don't see why not. Actually, I was hoping you'd be able to carry the fish down to the storehouse for me. I'd be happy to. Don't worry, you can leave all the heavy lifting to me. Shion grabs the bucket of fish, lifting it up and down like a set of training weights. Haha, I don't know what we'd do without you. Soya smiles, looking on with the fond gaze of an older brother. Rui returns at dusk after her treatments are finished for the day. I'm home! Welcome back. It's good to have you home, Rui. The two men seated at the table pause their chat to return their greetings. I take it you boys are hungry? Give me a minute and I'll get dinner started. Now that's what I want to hear. Without missing a beat, Rui heads towards the kitchen. Rui, wait! She finally pauses at that, her hand hovering above a pot handle. Is something wrong? Shion told me about what you've been up to today. Don't you think you should sit and rest for a bit? There's still some tea left from earlier, and some of Soya's handmade homemade treats, too. Shion pours Rui a cup of tea and places a few cookies on the saucer. My, isn't that sweet? How could I refuse? Taking a seat next to Soya, Rui takes a quick glance around the room. Is father not back yet? He is rather late, isn't he? Still, I don't think it's anything we need to worry about. Given Go's physical prowess, Soya saw no reason to be concerned. I'll go look for him. Absolutely not. You don't have any magic to protect yourself with. What if something happened? Shion pulls a face at Rui's chiding, meant more for a child than a capable adult. It's not like I'll be leaving the village, so where's the harm? Don't worry, I'll be right back. Ignoring Rui's attempts to detain him, Shion dashes out the door. Honestly, the nerve of that boy. He gets so worked up about other people that he never stops to think of himself. Frustrated as she is by that behavior, his kindness makes her smile. Armed with his battle axe and a grim expression, Go treks deeper into the woods until he reaches a collection of ruins. The structures in the area had long since fallen into disrepair, except for a single gateway that stood tall among the rubble. Show yourself, rat! Go barks the threat at the seemingly empty space, and a figure quietly steps into view. Is that how you welcome visitors? While his hood is pulled down too low to see his face, the stranger's tone is surprisingly cordial. Still, I've got to admit that I was shocked to find a gate in the village this quaint. Well, not that it'll open for anyone other than a descendant of the royal family. I guess that just makes it another run-of-the-mill relic. Go studies the man with a wary eye. Why are you here? A bit of treasure hunting. It smelled like this place had something that'd be worth my while, so I decided to drop in. If you manage to stumble across this village, then you're no ordinary thief. Go reaches back to draw his massive battle axe, gripping with both hands. Scurry on out of here, rat. There's only one young man I'd ever go easy on, and that damn well isn't you. Look, I don't want any trouble. When I found what I'm looking for, I'll leave. And what makes you so sure that I'd let you? Go rushes the man with thundering strides and brings the battle axe down hard. Wham! The strike sends a shockwave rippling across the ground, blowing the stranger's hood back. Ugh, guess he's out for blood. Well, we can't settle this with words. The other man confidently ducks under Gao's outstretched arms, popping up in the small window of space between the massive axe and its even larger wielder. Hmm? Startled by the stranger's sudden intrusion, Gao soon finds himself under attack. Even more surprisingly, his opponent isn't armed with anything but his own fists. Ha! Ah! Wham! Ugh! The blow makes Gao stagger, and the other man instantly presses the advantage with a series of quick strikes. Bam, bam, bam! His opponent's fists come flying faster than Gao can see. Unable to take up a defensive position, his huge frame bears the full brunt. Ugh! Ugh! Each hit finds its mark as Gao gets pushed further back, eventually falling to his knees. Ugh! The other man strolls over, barely even winded by the previous exertions. You don't have enough mana to go up against me. Well, not if you want to keep up that fancy ward you've got covering the whole village. So why don't you quit while you're ahead? You bastard! Gao is visibly rattled by the revelation regarding his defeat. What is it then? Gold? Is that what you're after? I mean, gold wouldn't be bad, sure, but what I really want is whatever you're hiding. Gao suddenly lowers a trembling hand to the ground. Hmm. Heh. What's so funny? The stranger's brow furrows at the low rumble of the old man's ominous laughter, which seems to emanate from the very depths of the earth. What the? In a flash, a bright light spreads out from Go's core, the gates situated behind him illuminating in turn. You've got to be kidding. You're seriously powering up the gate? The other man is understandably disturbed by this turn of events. Turn of events? Panic creeping into his voice. This is my village. Like hell, I've been to let an outsider like you set one foot inside. A bleak miasma starts to seep from the open gate, which Gao gathers around himself. Is he pulling mana from it? There's so much! The dark fog swirls around the older man in a powerful vortex. Stop, you're gonna kill yourself if you take on any more. Gah! But the stranger's cries get lost in the combined roar of Gao and the wind whipping around him. Boom! From the depths of the forest rises a loud crack, much like a lightning strike. Xion whirls around, looking behind him. What? Huh? What the heck was that? Aware of some kind of disturbance, the animals scramble to clear the woods, fleeing to absolutely everywhere else. The atmosphere is almost eccentric. Goosebumps rising along the length of Xion's skin. I don't know what's happening, but I've got a very bad feeling about this. Having gone so long without mana, Xion's senses were generally sharper than those of a normal person. Wild instinct sent Xion in the direction of the noise. Xion follows Gao's shouting until he finds himself deeper in the forest than he's ever been before. What is this place? He takes in his surroundings, amazed by the unusual structures. Finally, he sees Gao lying on the ground, bloody and battered. Gao? Xion rushes over in a panic, hoisting the older man up into a seated position. Gao opens his eyes and moans. Leave me. You have to get out of the village. What? Why? What's going on? Never mind that. Just do as I say. Hurry! Gasping for breath, Gao gives his ultimatum, but Xion shakes his head. There's no way I could just leave you here, old man. I'm gonna get Rui. I'll be right back. Carefully setting Gao down, Xion dashes off towards the house. Gao's further warnings fall on deaf ears. Xion, wait! Fading fast, Gao can just make out the blurry figure of Xion racing back home. Damn brat, never listens to anything. Gao's outstretched arms drops to the ground, his strength spent. Heh. He manages to chuckle just before his consciousness leaves him. Rui, Soya! Xion barrels through the front door only to find the house empty. It makes no sense. The table had been set for dinner. It's almost like they suddenly disappeared. His mind racing, Xion darts back outside. There aren't any lights on over at the lab, so where did they go? Xion breaks out into a run, tearing through the eerily silent streets. Xion follows the path into town, but the scene he encounters stops him dead in his tracks. Ah! Help! Somebody help me! The residents are all under attack by a black miasma that seems to have a will of its own. What's happening? A number of villagers lie on the ground while more still are fleeing from the dark mass. A middle-aged woman supports her husband as he shuffles alone beside her. The pair quickly falls behind the crowd. Yeek! Shion realizes it's the woman he had helped that afternoon. Wait, isn't that... Hey, ma'am! Even with her assistance, her injured husband can barely move. The dark fog soon overtakes them. No! Shion rushes towards the ominous mass, swiping at it with his fist, but to no avail. The mist slips past him, settling on the middle-aged couple like a thick blanket of smoke. Ugh! Ah! The brief contact causes the pair to collapse. Sir! Ma'am! Shion rushes over to them and cradles the woman in his arms. Just hang in there. It's gonna be okay. Shion, go run away. She goes limp. No, please, you have to stay with me. Shion leans in, bringing his ear close to the woman's nose, but he doesn't hear her breathing. She's dead? No way! Her husband, still at her side, also wasn't stirring. Oh, no! There were no signs of any injuries. The couple looked at peace, as if they had simply fallen asleep. For a moment, Shion almost forgets the horrible reality. He gently lays the woman back down, placing her hand on top of her husband's. That black mist, it's growing. It expands as it ravages the village, seeming to feed on the lives it steals. Damn it, there's no time. Once again, Shion breaks out into a run. Rui! Soya! His throat feels like it's about to tear. Suddenly, Shion spots a figure darting out from the crowd. The woman rushes over to a man sitting up against the wall, dropping down to tend to some sort of injury. Yeah. Rui! Soya! Shion! He races over and is caught in Rui's crushing embrace. Oh, thank goodness, you're safe! Her eyes brimming with tears of relief, she presses Shion tighter against her ample chest. Rui, I can't breathe! I'm so sorry! She quickly releases him, slightly embarrassed by her actions. Phew, I'm glad you're both alright. You too. Watching over the exchange with a tender smile, Soya periodically clutches his leg and winces. Soya, you're hurt! I had a bit of a tumble. I suppose that's what I get for neglecting to exercise regularly. He tries to laugh it off. Shion, however, is willing to bet that he was shoved during the panic. Well, let's see what we can do about the pain for now. Rui holds her hand above the gash in Soya's leg, but the wound doesn't close. Wait, why isn't Rui healing himself with magic? Is she out of mana? Or why isn't Rui healing him with magic, rather? Soya shakes his head, seemingly reading Shion's thoughts. Magical treatments don't have much of an effect on me, since I don't have a lot of mana. It would be better for her to save it for someone who genuinely needs it. Ah! Shion falters, unable to find the right words in the face of such sensible reasoning. More importantly, did you happen to find my dad? Huh? Oh yeah, I did. He's really hurt. In his rush to find Rui and Soya, Shion had almost forgotten why he had gone looking for them in the first place. How badly? Could you be more specific? Well, I didn't see any major wounds, but he was bleeding a lot. Bleeding? Rui's relief at Shion being safe was quickly replaced with fresh concern for Go. Don't worry, Rui. My dad's too stubborn to die. Let's get to safety first, then we can talk about what to do next. Alright. With Shion and Rui's support, Soya stands up. Can you walk? I think so. The three of them slowly make their way to the main gate. What happened here anyways? What's with that black mist? I'm not sure. What I can say is that for whatever reason, it's been confined to the village. Soya points to the wall that makes the outer border, where dark tendrils of smoke curl against the stone, but don't go beyond it. Whoa, hold on. Whoa, you're right, so we'll be fine if we can get out. Quickly now, we can't help go without first saving ourselves. Okay, what? With only a short distance left before the gate, they notice that a massive cloud of black fog is gaining on them. Damn it, it's gonna catch us at this rate. Soya shakes off his two helpers, turning to face the monstrous mass. What are you doing? Go on, leave me, you'll make it if you run. I'm not going anywhere without you, there's still too much you have left to teach me. Shion latches back onto Soya's arm, refusing to budge. Shion! Seeing that they have no intention of abandoning him, Soya unworriedly gnaws his lip. But at this rate, we'll all... He looks out as the black haze creeps ever closer. Shion-kun. Shion, take care of my husband. Her mind made up, Rui turns her back on the exit. Rui, wait, let me help you. Absolutely not, without magic. You'd only get in the way. Ah! This uncharacteristically harsh rebuke stuns Shion into silence. Soya, however, knew perfectly well how determined his wife could be. More to the point, there simply wasn't any time to sit around and assess the looming threat. She's right. We're just dead weight. Let her handle it. But... Shion, please, I need you to help Soya. Don't worry about me. Besides, didn't I promise that I'd make you a man? Rui. She smiles faintly, but to Shion, the expression looks unbearably sad. Alright, but you have to swear that you'll come join us the second we're safely through. Of course. She nods, and the two men hurry towards the gate. Turning her back on the retreating figures, Rui silently begs their forgiveness. Oh, Shion, I'm so sorry. But if it means that the two of you will survive, then change. At that muttered command, Rui becomes wrapped in a light. In light, her outfit shifting. I'll do whatever it takes to help you both escape. Clad in her full casting regalia, Rui stares down the miasma, staff at the ready. I don't have any attack spells, but I can slow it down. She stabs the end of her staff into the ground, and ripples of light fan out like rings of water on a pond. The waves of light become a barrier, pushing back the oncoming onslaught. It worked! In that case, her sense of relief is short-lived. The mist soon swallows both Rui and the barrier hold. No, this can't be happening! The swirling black mass seems to expand without limit, relentlessly bearing down on Rui. Just a little more. They only have to escape. But having thrown most of her mana into the spell, the barrier begins to contract. Phew! In the stillness of the woods, the stranger leans against a tree, panting heavily. Man, that was a close one. I managed to put the old man down, but thanks to that, I blew through a ton of mana. The stranger looks down at his right hand, testing it by opening and closing it a few times. Guess I won't be using any magic for a while. Yeah, might as well use this chaos to snag some loot. Ugh, I can't keep this up for much longer. Buckling under the intense pressure, Rui drops down on one knee. Soya, Shion, I'm sorry. I can't keep my promise. As she watches her barrier diminish, Rui's thoughts drift to the smiling faces of her loved ones. From far away, a familiar voice breaks through her reverie. She looks around for the source. No, it couldn't be. Rui! Through a gap in the mist, she can just make out the sight of Shion barreling towards her. Please stay back, don't come any closer. But Rui's warning is stifled by the thick black mass. No! Seeing how dangerously close Rui is to being crushed, Shion puts all his focus into his feet. Come on! His calves glimmer with light as he kicks off from the ground, covering the distance between them in an instant. Arriving seconds before the barrier finally crumbles, Shion scoops up Rui and carries her across the field in a blur, diving into thicker grass. Rui is astonished by the display of superhuman speed. Shion, how did you... Soya, he... His body burning and gasping for breath, Shion somehow manages to sputter out a reply. He imbued my armor with the last of his mana to protect you. Rui breaks out into tears at the thought of her distant husband combined with Shion's comforting warmth. Rui, it's still too soon to cry. Though he had intended to take cover in the long grass, it isn't too long before the pair are discovered and the miasma pursues them anew. Damn it, we've already been spotted. Placing a hand on his quivering knees, Shion scowls. It isn't fear that's making them shake, but the previous forceful application of magic. Between that and his injuries from the day before, Shion's body was screaming, yet he forced himself to push through. But at this rate, we're both going to... Shion no longer has the strength to carry Rui to safety. Setting her down, Shion takes a deep breath, steadying himself. I'll distract it. Rui, you use that time to head to the gate, so that you can reunite with Soya. No, absolutely not. I'm not going anywhere without you. She clutches his arm as if to hold him back. Don't worry, I'll be fine. I'm Go's best student, after all. Shion lays a hand on top of Rui's trembling one. The warmth of Rui's hand invigorates Shion, and he dashes back out into the open. Hey, over there, you monster. I'm the one you want. What? Huh? No matter how much of a fuss Shion makes, the black mist doesn't deviate from its course. It's firmly fixed on the patch of grass that Rui is still crouching in. Momentarily confused by the unexpected behavior, Shion hurries back to block its path. Why isn't it going for me? What is this thing even after? Seemingly bothered by Shion's persistent appearances, the wisp of dark smoke shifts to condense, forming a set of claws. What? Slash! The mist strikes out with a surprising force that sends Shion flying. Having dispatched the obstacle, the miasma slowly continues towards Rui. If I'm what it wants, then... Hey! She dashes out from her failed hiding spot, trying to pull the dark cloud away from Shion. I'm over here! Come on! Come get me! Rui, no! The black mist quickly overtakes her, swallowing Rui in the blink of an eye. Go! You have to get out of here! Even while under attack, Rui is more concerned for Shion than herself. Shion rages with frustration and despair at his own helplessness. Exhausted in considerable pain, even his own body refuses to bulge. Shame and regret course through him. Is this it then? There's nothing left for me to do because I can't use magic? Am I gonna be this useless forever? Here, I'm gonna give you all the mana I have left. Soya holds his hands over Shion's armor, channeling his magic into it. But if you do that, then I don't have the power to protect Rui. I'm completely useless. A single tear runs down his cheek, falling onto his outstretched hand. You, on the other hand, Shion's armor starts to sparkle with magic. Rui, she means the world to me. Please, you have to protect her. Mingled with the mana was an outpouring of feelings. Soya! Come on, Shion. Pull yourself together. He clenches his fist tightly, hyping himself up. Summoning all of his strength, Shion stands back up. Rah! Drowning out the screeches of his injuries with his own shouting, Shion rushes towards the black mist. I'll focus all the magic in my armor into my fists. Screw defense, I'm going on the attack. Sensing the threat barreling down on it, a separate branch of the dark fog gathers to form an even more formidable set of claws, ready to block his path. Swipe. Slash. Battered and bruised, there isn't a single part of Shion's body that isn't dripping with blood. Yet through it all, his eyes burn with determination. With the mana Soya gave me, I'm gonna beat this thing. Blow by blow, Shion slowly manages to fight his way closer to the demon's core. His aim is to fire the mana that Soya entrusted him with at point-blank range. Meanwhile, the mysterious stranger has been watching the whole event unfold from behind a nearby building. Going up against a demon without any mana? Yeesh, what a dumbass. Still, I owe him one for keeping it occupied for me. Taking advantage of the opening provided by Shion's assault, he saunters right up to the section of mist that has taken Rui captive. That woman's mine. I'm not about to let some demon like you have her. Drawing the dagger at his side, the man slips around the miasma with a cat-like grace. Slicing through the haze, he spots Rui lying unconscious in its center. Whoops, that could be bad. He kneels down next to her, taking stock of her condition. Looks like she'll be alright. Problem is, I still don't have the mana I need to actually take this demon down, but... The stranger stands back up, readying his dagger. All of a sudden, he feels the space around him shudder. What's with this crazy young surge... This crazy strong surge of mana? What the hell? Shion's armor resonates with a rush of mana, glowing with an even brighter intensity. He throws himself at the miasma, pummeling it with his full force. Rah! He releases the mana he had stored in his fists. Ah, wham! An enormous amount of arcane power instantly powers into the black mass. This was much more than Soya had given him. Shit, is he planning on blowing the whole place up? The other man quickly throws up a protective barrier around himself and Rui. The ominous black cloud vanishes in an instant, as does the rest of the mist covering the village. As the miasma scatters, Xion passes out, dead on his feet. The stranger, who could stare down demons without ever dropping his characteristic grin, is genuinely stunned by the strength behind Xion's blow. Did that kid seriously do all that? With no one left standing, the other man could have easily stolen Rui away. He passes on the opportunity with a shrug, not willing to take his chances. I'd rather not get on his bad side. And I didn't get a chance to chat with the lady either. I'll put a pin in that for now. Sheathing his dagger, the stranger hauls both Xion and Rui off to safety. Okay, so that's what we're gonna do for this one. If you want to play the rest of the prologue, it's free. It's on everything. It's on Manga Gamer, it's on Jast, and you just click it and they add it to your library. I think it's on Steam. It's on a lot of different things. So there you go, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. I think it was pretty action-packed towards the end. I'm kind of interested now. Definitely not what you thought it was, though, right? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. See you next time on Grim Sentai Corner.